puts it in. One of the things that we do want to talk about is about lesbian mothers and what it's like bringing up a child as a gay woman and being in relationships. Mm-hmm. And you said that from your one day marriage,
yes,
you
I
got pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you came back here and hid the baby. Mm-hmm. From New York.
Mm-hmm. General Hospital.
Uh-huh. And then,
well, I tell you why I came back, because I knew about General Hospital, and I didn't know too much about the hospitals in New York, because I had just gotten there, a few months before.
Yeah.
So I came back here, and my baby was born here. And I kept him with me for 8 months, until he was 8 months old. And then my brother and his wife taken him and raised him up. And I just went to see him, and he came to spend summer vacations with me like that, you know.
Oh, your brother and his wife lived here in Buffalo?
No, they lived in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, I see. So you didn't really have the baby with you during most of the time you were in New York?
No, just like on summer vacations when you get out of school and like that, you know,
uh-huh.
He would be with me.
How, did you ever have him living with you any length of time?
Not until he was quite some size.
How old?
He was about 12.
Uh-huh. And by that time, you're back here in Buffalo again.
Right.
And it's, 1940.
That was 1950.
52, 53, something
like
that.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed with me then. He stayed with me, and then he would spend the summers with my brother in Virginia.
Oh. I see.
But I don't see any difference in a lesbian woman bringing up a child. She brings it up the same way any other. She has the same amount of love for the child that a straight woman. In fact, I believe she would make a better mother.
Why?
Well, I think she understands more than that. Straight mother. You understand what I mean? There's things that she can teach the child as the child comes out. Say, for instance, if you have a son, if a lesbian woman has a son, and she doesn't want him to go into gay life, she knows exactly how to teach him about the gay life, because she knows about it herself.
Uh-huh.
So she would teach him against it. Because I wouldn't want my son to go into gay life. I think I would be pregnant.
Oh.
No, definitely.
Why?
Well, really, it's an unhappy life. It seems to be an unhappy life with guys.
Oh, with the guys?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really?
You don't?
You know, their relationship doesn't last too long. I have never known any of them. Only one couple that I know that the relationship has lasted a real long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I didn't want my son to go into gay life. No.
Yeah. If you had a daughter, do you think?
That would have been different. The daughter would have been different.
You think that it wouldn't have bothered you
if
the daughter
was... It wouldn't have bothered me at all.
Uh-huh.
But my son, it would have bothered me.
I see. In your experience, do lesbian relationships last longer?
Well, yes, I think they do. I have never met a guy that has been together 25 years. But I have met women that has been together 25 years.
Oh.
In fact, I know of two women in Cincinnati, Ohio. They've been together 35 years. That's a long time.
Sure is.
And both of them is professional women. Mm-hmm. They've been together for 35 years. I don't know of no guy. Really, I can't name... Only one couple that I know of guys that have been together for a long time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know one couple of guys.
How long have they been together?
15 years.
Really?
Yeah, I know one couple.
Well, this couple that I'm speaking of, they've been together. Let's see, I met them in 49. That's been 31 years ago.
Holy cow.
So we have been together at least 33 years.
That's a really long time. Huh.
But I don't know. The guys seem to play around too much for me. They like to play around. They don't like to stick to one guy.
Yeah.
You know that. I mean, you've met enough of them. You know,
yeah.
They don't
straight guys play around, you know? Guys sort of get trained to think they can play around, straight or gay.
Yeah, I suppose you got something.
Girls are taught to stay with their partners more, lots more.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But these two guys that I know of now, one of them plays around like mad. He's getting older now, so he can't play as much as he was. But the other one doesn't. I've never known him in the 31 years I've known him to play around.
Hmm.
But he have caught Bob in so many situations. I mean, it's not even funny. The times he caught Bob, but he still sticks with him.
Yeah.
He says he loves him.
Do you have many gay men friends?
No.
Have you ever?
Yes.
During what period of your life did you have more?
Well, I had a lot of gay men friends all of my life, but just recently I haven't been going anywhere or participating in, you know, in anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, this slacked down. But I had a lot of gay men friends.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them wasn't, the people didn't even know they were gay.
Did you ever, like, go out together to parties or things with gay men? Mixed parties, men and women? Gay men and women?
What kind of parties are you speaking of? Like,
I don't know. Any
sex parties or something?
No.
Oh,
just
no.
Just
oh, yes.
Social.
Sure. Lots of times.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Do you think that used to happen more often than it does now? Where gay men couples and gay women couples would be friends and go out together?
I don't think so. I don't think it's happening any more than it is now. It's a lot of it happening now.
Oh.
See, it's a lot of gay guys and gay women and girls going out now.
I don't see very much of it. I mean, I don't. Most of the women I know don't have very many gay men friends. And
well, why is that?
I don't know. But the women I've talked to think that used to be more common where you'd have gay men friends in the past.
Well, I don't think it was any more common then than it is now.
Huh.
I know when I was out there in the life that I had gay men friends. Not the switcher kind, no. I couldn't afford to do that because I had a son and I didn't want it to get back to him.
Oh, I see.
You understand what I mean?
Sure.
I mean the guys that, you know, knew how to act.
Yeah.
See, I have a family, and as I said, most of my family's in the government, state, county, working.
Yeah.
And I didn't want all that to go back. So the fellas I went out with was gay, but you would never know they were gay unless you were gay yourself. Then they would let you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When we went out among straight people, you know, like that, they weren't known as gay guys, but
mm-hmm.
they were gay.
Did you ever have any gay men friends that would like cover for you that you would use to take as dates places where you had to show up with a date?
Oh yes, I have that.
Uh huh.
Even now, if I have to go somewhere that would call for a man, I could call on one of them.
Ah. Uh huh. What kinds of events did you have to do that with?
Well, there's quite a few events, because there's some places. You can't go alone, and you certainly can't take a woman.
Yeah.
So you'd have to call on one of the gay guys that you know.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be bothered a straight guy, because he probably would be making passes at you. So that's why I always depended on some gay guys.
Uh-huh. Did you take them to, like, family events, weddings, or things like that?
Yes, I have taken them to family events and weddings and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
To dinner,
where you needed to have a guy around.
Right.
Did they in turn ask you to go to places with them where they had to have a woman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, I used to read about gay men and gay women getting married as marriages of convenience. But I never knew any. Did you ever know any?
I know.
Uh-huh.
Two girls. They got married while you were living over there on 18th.
No, I mean a man and a woman, is what I mean, where they were both gay.
Yes, I have known a couple of people like that.
Uh-huh. How did those marriages work out?
It worked out beautifully.
They still together that you know?
Mm-hmm. It worked out beautifully.
Uh-huh. And did they both have lovers?
Yes, they both had lovers.
Uh-huh.
But they were putting up a front. You see, that's the point.
Yeah.
They had to put up a front.
Sure.
You know, because they couldn't let everybody know that. They would only let the people that was gay and could keep their mouth shut. No, mm-hmm. You know, what was happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've known quite a few couples like that.
About how many do you think that you've known?
Well, one in particular, I had met him, but I didn't know that he was that way. And his wife liked me, and I kind of liked her just to argue, but not to, you know, keep it a luring thing.
Yeah.
And I was at his house once in bed with his wife. And he came in, and I'm telling you, I almost had a heart attack. Really? Well, you know, this guy's 6'5" or something like that. And I was in bed with him, and I heard the door click. And I happened to look around, and he was coming through. And I just absolutely almost had a heart attack. So he told me, said, "Don't be afraid, I know what's going on, you know." But I couldn't do anything. I had to get up. I had to get up and put my clothes on, and I bet I was out there within 3 minutes. But after that, she called me and told me, said, "You didn't have to go, said, he knows what's going on.
Oh, so that's how you found out?
I said, "Why didn't you tell me all this before I came in?" You know, I'm telling you, I bet that taken 5 years off of my life. Because if a guy walks in and you're with this wife, you never know what he's going to do, you know? And I was just I was petrified. So after then, though, I did go back, you know, and I had a talk with him. In fact, he came to my house to talk to me about it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, he says, "You don't have to worry about that." He says, "She should have told you."
Yeah.
You know, yeah. She should have prepared you for it. I said, "Yes, she should have, because I'm sure that'd take 5 years off my life, you know." But after then, I don't know, I just didn't feel right.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I mean, after all, that is the guy's wife. And some people will say, "I understand," but they don't. But I never felt right, but I got mm-hmm. I got a lot of girls for her after that.
Did they have kids?
Two. Girl and boy.
Did they know before they got married that they were both gay?
I don't think so. She was gay before they got married. And if he was gay, he didn't let her know until after they were married. You know? And she didn't let him know either until after they were married.
You were mentioning a couple of women that you knew that got married to each other.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Was in 67. They've been divorced now for a long time. In fact, you may even know one of the girls. You know a girl called, her hair's very curly, Tony. Curly hair, everybody calls her curly head Tony.
Yeah.
Tony was the one that married Christine.
Oh, yeah, right.
You remember?
Yeah, I remember. I remember them. I don't remember they're getting married.
Well, they got married right after I moved over on 18th Street.
Uh-huh.
But they've been separated.
What do you think about that? About women getting married to each other?
Well, if that's what they want to do. I mean, fine with, you know. Was I'm concerned. If they want to do that, fine.
Did you ever want to do that?
No.
Why?
Well, I just didn't, that's all. And in the first place, I know I would have never did it here in Buffalo when all most of my family's here.
Uh-huh.
And it may get out. And they always thought I was a little crazy anyway. And I know they would absolutely have me commit if I did anything like that.
That is funny.
That is funny. But I know if I jumped up here years ago, if I jumped up here and got married to someone and they got the wind of it, I'm almost sure they had committed.
Mm-hmm. Did any of your girlfriends ever want to get married?
Yeah, two of them.
Why did they say they wanted to get married?
Well, we are together. Why not get married? That's what they would say.
Uh-huh. How'd you stop them?
I tell them no.
That's all?
That's all.
Uh-huh. When you got back to Buffalo and you started going with the one woman that you were with for 8 years, did you have in your mind that you wanted a really long relationship? Did you want to settle down with somebody?
Yes, I cared for her, and she cared for me, I knew that. Uh-huh. And I wanted to make it a long relationship.
Did you think about being together forever?
Well, yes, certainly when you get into something like that and you love the person and everything, yeah, you think about it, maybe this will last, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, you think about that.
Yeah.
If you're in the life and you like the life and you meet someone, I don't see no need of running from here to there. You might as well stay in it. You know,
uh-huh.
And you like the person well enough to share your life with,
mm-hmm.
you might as well stay in.
What kind of job did she have when you were together?
She was working at a General Electric on Fair and Fillmore. It's since gone out of business.
Oh, yeah, right. I knew it. Uh-huh. And you broke up because she was seeing that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After that relationship broke up, did you get into another one right away, or did you spend time alone?
No, not right away. I guess it was about a year before I got into another.
Mm-hmm.
About a year.
Now, this is coming to 19... That you started, you came back here in 47.
Mm-hmm.
You were with her 8 years, so that's up to 1955.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that whole beginning of the 50s. I'd kind of like to know something about what social life.
Well, in the 50s, let's see now, right. from 50 to 53 until January in 53, I was with the girl. And then from 53 to 55, no, let's see now, wait a minute. From 47 until 55,
yeah.
I was with the same person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then from 55, until 62, that's with another.
But you said you had a year off in between those.
It wasn't
two?
A year though, since I thought about it, was it?
Uh-huh.
It was about maybe 6 months, I guess.
I know you said that you decided to quit being in gay life about 10 years ago. And I kind of want to know what leads up to that kind of thing. So, what I want to ask is, after you break up an 8-year relationship, what are your feelings about getting involved with somebody again?
Well, I tell you my feelings, I can't speak for no one else.
Yeah.
Well, my feelings were this. I had lost 8 years. Really lost 8 years.
You feel that it was a loss?
Yes, I do feel that it was a loss.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I didn't want to get in a long relationship after that. A relationship fine, but not that long. And I wasn't even really particular about living with anyone.
Uh-huh.
But although I did live with someone after that, I didn't make it that long.
Mm-hmm. What made you feel that it was, that time was lost?
Well, for the simple reason this, that I guess because we had broke up and the way we broke up, you know. If we had a just broke up and she went and got a guy, that would have been different.
Uh-huh.
But she started fooling around with the guy, and then when she and I broke up, she let the guy go. She did try to get me back, but I didn't want her back then.
Yeah.
We had separated. I was interested in something else then. In other words, I didn't have the confidence in her that I had once had. So I didn't want to get up and tie up some more years, and the same thing would have happened over again.
You didn't trust her then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But because of the way you broke up, you felt that it sort of soured the years you had spent together.
Yes, right. I felt that it really had soured the years that we had spent together.
Uh-huh.
And especially after, you know, after we did break up, I found out that she had been seeing guys the whole time we were together.
Okay.
Not just this one guy. She had been seeing guys the whole time we were together. Well, I felt this way. If she wanted a guy, wasn't no one stopping her from getting a guy. Why not leave the women alone and go ahead and get a guy, you know? So that's why I felt it was just a complete waste of 8 years.
How did you meet your next girlfriend?
At a party. I went to a party. No, that isn't the way I met her. I went to a girlfriend of mine's house, just a friend of mine. And she came in there. You know who that was? Aileen.
Oh, yeah.
That was before Aileen started drinking and acting the way she's acting now.
Oh, Aileen was your girlfriend, or it was a party at her house?
It was a party at this lady's house, and I met
and
Aileen.
And you met Aileen there?
Yeah.
I didn't know you went with Aileen.
Yeah, I met with Aileen for 3 years.
Wow.
But at the time I knew Aileen, she wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
Like she was drinking when you knew her.
Yeah.
Because that's why we quit, because she drank too much.
Uh-huh.
She was a nice person. I don't think I could ever meet a girl no better than Aileen.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't stay in that drinking. You know?
Yeah.
When I met her, the first 2 years we were together, she didn't drink like that, and then she started drinking heavy.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I said, well, I can't put up with that. I said, if there's anything I don't want is an alcoholic. I can't stand an alcoholic, it's all right to drink. But I don't want no alcoholic.
It's real hard.
So she wouldn't stop, so we separated.
So you met her in 55.
Mm-hmm.
And you were together?
58.
58. Mm-hmm. Do you see, since you've had the experience of living with an alcoholic, do you see a lot of alcoholism among gay women?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm. It's just, we're poor maybe. No, I wouldn't say that.
So you don't think that it's any more common among gay women than it is among any?
No, definitely not.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it seems that, because bars are some of the few places that we can be together and,
mm-hmm.
you know, be sort of open, that our lives revolve around alcohol sometimes.
Well, that's not true, though, because there I know plenty of gay girls that doesn't even drink.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not true. It's no more alcoholics among the gay people than it is among the straight people.
Mm-hmm.
But myself, I cannot stand an alcoholic, really. Not for myself. I don't want an alcoholic for myself.
Yeah.
Fine to go out and drink. If you want to get drunk once in a while, that's all right. You know? But a person that started drinking every day and like that, it gets on my nerves. It always has.
It's a very hard thing to live with.
Yes, it is.
It's as hard for them, you know, as it is for you.
Sure it is.
Since we're talking about alcohol, Did you ever notice any drugs in the gay scene after, you know, people smoking marijuana or whatever.
Not at first, no, in the late years, yeah.
About when were the first years you noticed that coming on the scene?
I'd say about 63.
Yeah, that seems to be about the year most people mention it.
About 63.
Early 60s, before the mid-60s.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
And there's so many girls today is on pills or something, you know. There's a lot of them on, you know, pills and stuff.
Right.
I can't see that. I mean, I think it's just a waste. Really.
Yeah.
All right, if they want to smoke a little marijuana, okay, fine. You know, because that's not going to do them like those pills. But as far as those pills are concerned, they should know we have the most, this young generation is the most intelligent of any generation. And it seems to me they act so stupid at times. They know if they get on that stuff, they're going to be hooked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, and still, they'll go and do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you've noticed it more, any more or less, among gay women than others?
No, it's just as bad among the street people, young people, as it is among the gay people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In fact, I believe it's even more so among the street people than it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. We are now into the early 50s, and you've been with your one girlfriend for 3, 4, 5 years already. Has gay life changed by this time, from the time that you came out? Do you notice any big changes between the early 40s and the early 50s?
Well, yes, I think everyone was here at that time have, you know, watched the change. I mean, but it's more open now than it was then.
But what about from the 40s to the 50s? Do you notice any changes there in that 10-year period?
Yes, I believe it began to change in the 50s.
What happened?
I don't know, but the people seem to be a little bit more open to it.
Uh-huh.
Than they were in the 40s.
Mm-hmm. One thing I remember, although I didn't really get into gay life till late 50s,
mm-hmm.
middle to late 50s, is there were more bars.
Yes, if you take notice, it was more bars, but they didn't stay open as long as these gay bars stay open now. That's what I mean by that. They'd be closed within 7, 8 months or maybe a year.
Uh-huh.
If you take notice. Back then, the 50s.
Uh-huh.
The bars would stay open longer if only the girls went there. But when the fellas started going there, they always had to lose the license or have to cut it out. Or, in other words, they would lose the license.
Huh. I wonder why.
Because it was the way the straight people looked at the gay guys, I guess. I don't know why. But they could put up with the girls, but they couldn't put up with the guys.
Mm-hmm. When you first started going to bars, you know, even occasionally, did you notice many fights?
Not like they have today. Mm-hmm. You mean among the gay people?
Yeah.
No. But really, all that fighting started coming on in the 60s.
Huh. I remember some in the late 50s.
But that was
not lots.
Not lots, that's mm-hmm. right. But in the 60s, my God, they started, I don't know, I guess maybe they were on the pills and stuff. Because
really?
They really started fighting
mm-hmm.
in the 60s.
Who fought? What kind of people fought?